Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I'll tell you what, I'm in a lot of pain today. I am dealing with a lot of pain. If I were in the doctor's office and they put that little pain chart in front of me, you know, that goes from like a smiley face to a not so smiley face, I'd be really close to that not so smiley face. Yeah, I would say I'm probably running a good solid 8 as far as pain goes today. But I am not going to let my pain get in the way of you understanding something different about life. How's that for an intro, huh? So what am I talking about? Well, real estate and retirement and passive income and all these things that you're not currently doing because you're currently doing what you've been doing to get ahead. Yeah, trust me, you and I are in the same boat. We are in the same boat. I've just managed to get my boat to the shore. You're still out there in the waters. You're treading on the oars. You're trying to get that boat to shore. You're trying to get to a place that you call retirement. You've been told it's going to take you 30, 40, maybe 50 years to get there. And you're going to keep your nose to the grindstone because you've been doing that your entire life. You have. You've been keeping your nose to the grindstone. And I know exactly what that's like because I've done the same thing. It's just that I got to a place in my life where I said, it ain't working. It's just not working. I have to change the direction of my life or I will be stuck in a cubicle for the rest of my life, because that's exactly where I found myself. Now, having said that, I told you that I'm in a lot of pain today. Well, I am. You can't hear it in my voice. I'm pretty good at hiding it, but it doesn't mean that it's not here competing for my attention. But to me, what's most important to me is you. Yeah, I'm serious about that. I want you to understand that there's a completely different way to retirement than what you're doing. And I found it. I totally found it. Now, I'm not a guru. I'm not a real estate guru. I'm not that da 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 da. You remember that? That's the theme from the Johnny Carson show. Remember that? Yeah. So you guys that are like my age or older, you remember that, you young guys and gals. It just sounds like a catchy tune, right? Okay. I'm not a guru. I'm not one of these guys that is self-promoting. I'm not one of these guys that wants you to spend a bunch of money on a bunch of stuff that isn't going to get you to where you're trying to get to. I'm not that guy. I'm a guy that essentially spent 27 years in the United States Army. That's what I did. I retired from the United States Army and I get a pension. I make no bones about it. But when I tried to live off that pension at the age of 50, it was financial Armageddon for me. It was. And I realized that I had to go back to doing what I had done my entire life, which was trading time for money, just like you're doing right now. That's the game plan we all get put on. When you were a little kid, your parents sent you off to school, did they not? Well, my parents did the same thing. They sent me off to school too. And I was raised by other people who taught me. Based on what impressions I received from them. Now, I received impressions from my parents. Don't get me wrong. I did. And sometimes those impressions I received from my parents were in conflict from some of those impressions I received from the multitude of influences I received as I went through the educational system. But the one thing that was always constant, the one thing that was always there, is the concept that in order for you to be successful in life, you have to put your nose to the grindstone, You have to do well in school. You have to get those grades. You have to get that job. You got to get working, 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 working. Do that 30, 40, 50 hours. Whoa, I meant years. 30, 40, 50 years. Get a big bag of money. Try and live off that bag of money. Yep, that's called consumption. That's called consumption. And with all the inflationary pressures that are going on right now, you might be a little bit concerned about that bag of money. Now, you might be looking at the stock market going, well, it looks like it's coming back. But what if it doesn't? What if it continues to go down? Well, that's going to impact your bag of money. Now, your financial planner is going to tell you, don't worry, man, that's dollar cost averaging. But get this, you're taking advice from somebody who hasn't retired themselves yet. Isn't that ironic that we go to somebody called a financial planner and we take retirement investing advice from somebody who's not achieved what we're trying to achieve? It's crazy, but we do it. We dive headfirst into it. I'm just a guy that's not a guru. I have no intentions of self-promoting myself. I don't want limelight. All I want to do is share with you information that was shared with me, because nobody talks about this stuff. Trust me, if people talked about the stuff that I talk about on this radio show, I would have heard about this as a much younger man. But it literally took me retiring from the Army, relocating my family from the West Coast to Texas so that we could try and at least live in a place that was a little bit more aligned with our values and our ideals and allowed us to have my pension go a little bit farther. But it wasn't far enough. And I found myself back doing the things that I had to do, which is the things that you're doing now, which is working, 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 working. Okay, so what's this got to do with my pain level? It's got everything to do with my pain level. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so my pain level's an 8. It's possible you have concerns for me, but it won't change where my pain level is at today. Now, you hopefully can't hear all this pain in my voice. I do the best job that I can to mask the effects that pain is causing on my body, but I can't make it go away. So why am I dealing with all this pain? Let's get into it. I'm going to share with you some medical information, all right, about me. I'm not worried about HIPAA or any of that stuff. Here's what I want you to get out of it. I want you to understand my situation in life, and then I want you to put yourself in my shoes for a moment. 27 years in the United States Army, retired. The last several years that I served, I was dealing with the effects of 20 plus years of prior service where I was, let's just call it what it was. I thought I was invincible. You know, I'm running around with all kinds of gear on, jumping in and out of vehicles and helicopters and stuff. And let's just call it what it is. I beat the snot out of this body. I did, because I thought I was invincible. You know, I used to have a T-shirt that had a slogan on it. And you've probably heard of the slogan. Here, let me share it with you. Pain is weakness leaving the body. Yeah, I used to believe that. I used to believe that pain was good. I did. Because when I used to work out a lot, and I used to work out every day. Well, I was in the Army. You have to work out every day. It's just required of you. It's part of the culture. I worked out every day. And sometimes I'd work out a little bit extra hard, and sometimes I get that little lactic acid buildup. Lactic acid buildup is the feeling that you get when you decide you're going to go work out for the first time in a long time, and the next day you wake up and you try and move your arms and your limbs and everything, just it feels like everything's on fire. Yeah, that's what lactic acid feels like, right? So bodybuilders, they like that. They do. They like that painful feeling of that lactic acid, because it tells them that their muscles are actually growing. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, the governor of California, right? The Terminator. He's got a quote that says, "Pain makes me grow. Pain is what I want. Therefore, for me, pain is pleasure." Okay. Gotcha, Arnold. Gotcha. But let me be very clear with you in the audience. Pain is not pleasurable for me. I get no pleasure out of the pain that I feel. So why am I in all of this pain? I mean, after all, can't I just go to the doctor and they can just give me a pill or something? Well, I guess they can. I do pain management. I do. I'm a frequent flyer in my medical provider's pain management system. But here's the problem I've got. 9 months ago, this body decided it was going to do what this body was going to do. And it decided to let me know that it was going to have a heart attack. You heard me correctly. I had a heart attack. I was actually doing the radio show like I am right now, and I was having a heart attack. I got to the ER. They went into my heart, cleaned out all the mess that was in there in one of the arteries, and then they put a stent in there. I'll tell you what, I feel great. I really feel great. But here's the problem. That stent came with not one, but two different blood thinners, because I needed to be on blood thinners to make sure that a clot didn't form in that stent. And I have to be on blood thinners for 12 months. I'm at the end of month number 9. I still have 3 more months to go of blood thinners. Okay, so what's the big deal, right? Can't be that bad, right? Well, it is that bad. And here's why. The blood thinners that I'm on interact negatively with the pain meds that I've been prescribed. So I used to take 4 different pain medications. I did. I'm down to 2 of them. And that's all that they'll allow me to have. And it's not quite enough to deal with all the different types of pain that I have. Another problem. I know it sounds like a medical show now, right? I'm not trying to turn this into a medical show. But here's another problem I have. In my lower back, in my hip areas, I have terrible pain that impacts my hips and my lower spine. I've got a lot of arthritis that's built up in there. And it just, there are times when it just feels like somebody is literally hitting me with a blowtorch. That's what it feels like. Okay. I'm just trying to give you an idea of what that feels like. Now, one of the things the pain management guys were able to do for me were they were able to go in there, and on each side of the spine, they did something called a nerve ablation in all of those joints. So what they did is they go in with needles, and they essentially fry the nerve. That's what they burn the nerve. And so what happens is that the nerve essentially gets severed, and you no longer feel the pain that the rest of the nerve that's not now connected to your nervous system, it's all disconnected now. All right. So that helps me a lot. But here's the problem. I haven't been able to have one of those procedures in 9 months. No, the procedure I had prior to my heart attack was just starting to wear off when I had the heart attack. And then when I went into the pain management guys and I said, hey, I had a heart attack. Can we do this nerve ablation thing again? They went, no, it's a huge bleeding risk. I said, well, I'm willing to take the risk. You know what they told me? We're not. Dang it. All right. Okay. So maybe it is kind of a big risk if the doctors aren't even willing to do it. But there is a pain management remedy that is completely off the table for me. Now, I have a severe pain in my neck. I do. I have severe pain in my neck. And I thought it was a complication of some spinal fusion that I had done in my neck. You see, I have C4 through C7. They're all connected together. They're all fused together. There's cadaver bones in there. I think one of them is like a plastic thing. The others are cadaver bones. Sorry if I'm grossing you out. Then they put, you know, titanium plates and screws in there to hold me all together. Keep Humpty Dumpty together, right? So as a result of that, I have a lot of nerve pain that goes down my left arm. Okay. And one of the medications I currently take, it kind of deals with that. But the pain in my neck started getting very, very severe. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what has occurred with me medically and why I'm so thankful that I do not have to work anymore. Stick around.
It's not just the money. It's the lifestyle. Here's Del Wamsley.
What happens is people buy real estate and they have no idea what they're doing, right? So maybe they don't pay, they don't buy it cheap and capture equity. Maybe they pay full price for it. Maybe they even pay too much for it. All right. Maybe they don't even know how to lease it. They rent it to their friend or their family member. They don't make any money with it. Maybe they're too stupid to put debt on it. Maybe they paid cash for it, so there's no principal reduction on the thing. Maybe they don't even put any money into it to fix it up to make it worth more. But over a period of time, real estate, like all things, appreciates. Now, what do you think it's going to do in this inflationary era that we're living in right now? I'll tell you what it's doing. It's going through the roof. It's going up faster than I've ever seen real estate go in my entire life. Now, when I started real estate, the single family house median price was $50,000. I was buying houses for $25,000. When I got out of doing single family houses, the median price was $75,000. We were buying them for $40,000 or $50,000. Now, the median price is $331,000. And we're buying houses for somewhere around $150,000 to $170,000. Same game, different price point.
More of the Lifestyles Investor Show is coming up. Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000. Each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Man, I feel like you need to send me a bill for counseling services. I do. I feel like I'm just dropping a lot of things in your lap. I feel like that's exactly what I'm doing. And I think you can take it. What you need to understand is that this body that I'm in is deteriorating. It is breaking down over time. It's not as healthy as it once was. Now, I had a hand in that. I did, because I did a lot of things in my youth that abuse this body. And I am dealing with the fallout of my youth. It's just part of getting older. So we just had our expo event not too long ago.
And at the expo event, I was in pain the entire time. I really was. I was having a real hard time dealing with it. But the adrenaline of being at expo was enough pain management for me to get me through the entire expo experience. And I loved it because I got the chance to see and talk to a lot of you that listened to the show. And I got your feedback. I got an understanding of where you are with your journey towards retirement. Some of you have already achieved it and you're working on the lifestyle. Some of you, you're just getting started. Some of you are somewhere along the path. And I got to hear all that great, great information. And I'll tell you what, I love that. I do, because I believe in the concept of helping other people, which is exactly why I'm sitting here in front of this microphone, spilling my guts to you about all my medical problems, because I want you to learn from it. That's why I do this. I do this so that you can understand something that nobody else bothers to tell you. You know, all those years of education that you endured so that you could get to the place where you are right now, working for somebody else, giving control of your life over to somebody else who makes decisions that affect you. It's no different than when you were in school. You've just traded paying them. Now they're paying you, but the control is still there. So I don't have to do this radio show. I don't. I am completely retired, but I do this radio show specifically to help you, specifically so that you can learn from me. And I could call my producers right now. I could literally say, okay, that's it. I can't do this anymore. You got Daniel, stop the tape. Don't stop the tape, Daniel. But you know that I could say that right now. I have the ability. My producers understand what I deal with, and they've given me a green light to just not do the radio show if I'm just not feeling up to it. But I feel like I'm up to it because I feel that you need to hear the information that you're hearing right now, in spite of how I'm feeling. I can endure a one-hour radio show. I can, because the other 23 hours of the day, well, they're all mine. They're all completely mine. I do exactly what I choose to do. And here's why it's so dang important. Because my health is not where I would like it to be, I really cannot endure working 40, 50, 60 hours a week. When I left the military and figured out that I wasn't really retired because I couldn't live off of my pension, okay, because I couldn't. I was in financial Armageddon. I had to go back into the workforce. At that moment, when I went back into the workforce, I was miserable. I was in cubicle hell. I was. It was terrible. I really did not enjoy my life. I felt that I was doing a job specifically because I had to do that job, not because it was rewarding, not because it was beneficial to me, not because I got self-actualization out of it. No, I needed the paycheck. I needed that delta between what I was bringing in passively in my pension and what it was costing me to operate my household. I had two teenage children that were about ready to start their college journeys. And that's expensive, right? Okay, so I found myself exactly where maybe you find yourself. And I cannot imagine myself doing that work anymore. I cannot imagine it, because I dealt with pain there, but it wasn't as bad as it is now. Because what's going on now in my body, I thought that I was having a problem with the fusion in my neck, the C4 through C7 that's all connected together now, because I was getting additional pain down the left side of my arm. So first thing I'm like, well, maybe I'm having a heart attack again. I'm like, well, wait a minute, that's not it, because when I had the heart attack, I didn't feel the pain down my arm, because the one pain med that I do take for nerve pain, it was doing the job. So it can't be a heart attack. So what is it? So I went to the doctor and I said, okay, I'm dying here, doc. I mean, I feel like something's come loose in my neck, or something, like the screws are coming out. What can we do? So she sends me for an MRI. Get the MRI results back. Sit down with the doc. You know what she says? She says, oh, yeah, and you're between your C3 and your C4 and your C4 and your, I don't know, wherever it's at. I've got two, like, nodules or spots spurs, or I don't even know what these things are called. Medically, I'm not a doctor. Leo, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? So they got these two things growing out of my bone at these two locations, and they're growing right into my spinal column. Yeah, these clear as day, according to the doc. Yeah, you see right here. I'm like, I don't even know what I'm looking at, but apparently you do. And there it was. And she said, oh, that's a problem. And I went, you think? And she said, yeah, yeah. She's like, yeah, but we're not going to do anything about it right now. And I'm like, why? She said, because you're on blood thinners, knucklehead. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. So that means I've got to wait three more months. That's how long my regimen is. It's a 12-month regimen. I'm only at the end of month nine. I'm just barely at the end of month nine. I've got three more months to do this. I have an appointment with a neurosurgeon in 2 months so that we can talk about what we might be able to do to alleviate my pain after I come off the blood thinners in 3 months. Okay? So this is my life right now. This is my life. And I'll be honest with you, when pain kicks in, sometimes I get a little irritable. I do. Well, that's what Tina tells me. She's like, hey man, you're not being very nice. I'm like, oh, you don't need to be nice. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I get it. So it affects my mood. But when I'm here with you, everything is fine for me because I feel like we're connected. I feel like you're listening to the information that I'm sharing with you, and I feel like you are in a position where you're going to change the trajectory of your life. You can start today to do it. You absolutely can start today to do it, but it's going to require you to do one particular thing. You're going to have to deal with change. You don't even know how to get out of the 95% and into the 5% that don't worry about money in retirement. See, that's where I have gotten to. And I don't worry about money anymore. What I worry about is dealing with all this pain that I'm dealing with. But I'll tell you this. It is not so insurmountable that I can't stay on my A game.
Del Walmsley offers some tips on a better lifestyle.
One asset that I bought and sold for the same price. I bought it, couldn't make any money with it. And I sold it, and this was a Section 8 housing project. Section 8 housing people are out of their minds, and they destroy everything. And they eat up your profits by destroying your asset, and you have to keep fixing your asset for dumb people that are just ignorant, that tear everything up on purpose in most cases. I just sold that for what I bought it for. I said, look, this isn't going to make any money. That was a learning curve. I'm getting out of it. I got out of it. I didn't lose any money. But the bottom line is I've never lost money. Rule one, never lose money. So you go to the stock market, you lose money. You put money in your 401k, it loses money. You go to the IRA, it loses money. These things I will not live with. I cannot wake up tomorrow and see my money, you know, the number on the piece of paper or my computer go down. It's got to go up. It can't go down. That's not allowable. Now, people say, why don't you use diversification? I am diversified. I got real estate in probably 10 different states, right? We said, well, not just real estate. Why don't you diversify into other stuff? Because other stuff loses money. They say, well, diversification, what is diversification? Diversification is admitting to yourself you don't know one thing about what you're doing.
When we come back from the break, I'm going to give you some insider information. Stick around.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you. And creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, here's that insider information that I promised you. And really, there's no such thing as insider information with what we do in real estate and investing and retirement. There is no insider information. There is nothing out there that prohibits me from sharing information about real estate with you, unlike the stock market. Yeah, the stock market. Yeah, you know, the thing that you're invested in. Yeah, the insider information that kind of happens in the stock market where, you know, there are people that seem to do a little bit better than other people because they have access to information that maybe you don't have access to, and they're not going to share it with you because they don't know who you are and they don't care. I am not that guy. I am the guy that's going to tell you that you are going to make a significant change in your life, and you're going to be real happy about it. Now, I'm not a guru. I thought I made that clear earlier in the show, but I'm going to repeat that again. I'm not a guru. I am not a guy that seeks fame and fortune out of doing what I am doing. Let me introduce you to a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member that sent me an email a couple weeks ago, and he sent this to me just before we did our expo event. Now, this guy's name is Mark. I've known him, well, I would say for a little, about 4 years. And I think Mark became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited not too long after I became a member. Now, I live in Texas. Mark, well, he lives in Southern California, and he's got an interesting story. See, at the age of 55 and a half, maybe, Mark? Okay, whatever. Around that time frame, Mark realized that what he was doing for retirement maybe was not going to pan out the way he thought it was going to pan out, okay? At that point, Mark had almost 30 years as an educator. That's exactly what Mark has done for a career for his entire life. He's an educator. And not just any educator, he teaches math. And not just any kind of math. He teaches math to middle school kids. You know, I think that's the level of math that actually I think is appropriate for business acumen. I think it's appropriate for, you know, giving you the skill sets that you need in order to, you know, do okay in the world. I don't think you need math above, say, middle school math to be successful in life. Unless, of course, maybe you're an engineer and you want to go study all that stuff that makes my brain hurt. All right, let's get back to Mark, though. So he shot me this email, and I'm just going to read you the email because I think Mark does a much better job of communicating to you what I've been trying to communicate to you this entire show. You ready? All right. It says, "Hey, Al, just wanted to write you a quick note and let you know that I loved the recent podcast you did about retirement, imagination, Disneyland, etc. I've been a middle school math teacher for 34 years, and because of Lifestyles Unlimited, I will be retiring this coming June." He actually gave me the breakdown of the days. At the time he wrote this, he said it was 94 more calendar days, but only 59 actual school days. All right, let's get back to Mark. "Although I will be 60 years old at that time, I figure that I still cut about 5 years off of my teaching career, and I'm going to retire with a lifestyle that is a much higher quality and offers way more potential than I would have had I not gotten involved with Lifestyles Unlimited." He went on to say this. He said, "Your podcast spoke to me and made me happy that I had taken action roughly 4 years ago to invest in multifamily investments and put our family in the position that we are now in. I've been invested in a total of 20 multifamily deals. 3 have sold. I'm currently in 17. Well, Mark, that tells me that you've got money for 6 more deals if 3 of them sold. So I look forward to seeing you in 23 multifamily investments. Now, let's break this down for you. Let me just share with you what Mark just told you. At the age of about 55, he was on a trajectory to retire at the age of 65. Okay, that's what he was doing. But he also understood that maybe there was a problem in the future. Maybe 65 was not enough time. Maybe Mark would have to go longer in his career. Very possible. But Mark doesn't worry about that anymore because Mark found out about Lifestyles Unlimited, the organization that he joined, the organization that I join, the organization that you need to join. Because Lifestyles Unlimited is designed specifically to educate you and mentor you on how to be successful getting to a place of retirement using real estate assets as the conduit to achieve retirement and then to build the lifestyle that you've always wanted. He heard about us and he made a change. He did the exact same thing that I did. He went to the education, he listened, he paid attention, and then he put a plan together based on what he had been taught, and he sought out to execute that plan. Now, you might wonder where it is he got all this money from to invest in 20 different apartment communities. I would venture to say that Mark probably had money in some type of retirement account. And I would also venture to say that that money is no longer in that retirement account because that money is now repurposed and it's actually changing his life. Because now he has cut 5 years, 5 years off of his retirement trajectory. So when June comes around, he's out of a job and it's his own choice to do it. This is a good problem. Let's think about this. Let's just say, now I'm not going to tell you Mark's actual financials. Okay, I'll get Mark on the show and Mark can, he can share all that stuff. It's his financials, okay? But let me just give you a brief assessment of what I think is going on with Mark right now. Let's just say that he had $1 million to start with, okay? Let's just say he had $1 million to start with. And he's got $1 million deployed in 20 different real estate deals. Now, we know there's only 17 because I told you that, but this, I'm just teaching you now, and let's just keep it simple. Let's assume that he still had all 20 of those deals. And let's assume that Mark was getting, I don't know, just 8% cash on cash returns on the investments that he made. Just the cash on cash. I'm not even talking about the five different ways you increase the equity position in these apartment communities. We're not even going there. I'm just talking cash flow right now, okay? 8% of $1 million. Go ahead, do the math. Yep, you're right. That's $80,000 a year in income for Mark and his beautiful wife, Julie. $80,000. Now you're thinking, oh, well, he's going to pay taxes on that, right? And I'm like, no, actually he's not. Because real estate is really neat that way. You get something that called depreciation that comes off of these assets, and that depreciation is enough to offset the tax liability on the income that you're making from that property. So in other words, if I'm saying that he's making $80,000 a year, in reality is he's making $80,000 spendable dollars a year. Yeah, and you would have to do the backward math to figure out, all right, what would he actually have to be earning in a W-2 job and then paying all the taxes and the Social Security and the Medicare? And yeah, it's a much bigger number. Do you think they could live off of $80,000? I think it's very possible. I also think that it's not just $80,000. I'm serious about that. I think it's more money. I really think it's a lot more money because Mark is making a decision to leave a career in the next couple of months. He must be doing just fine with his financial projections. As a matter of fact, those three deals that sold, he's probably going to go out and buy six deals with the three that sold. Okay, so he cashed in three investments. He's going to go out and find six more investments that will do similar things. And it's going to create more cash flow for him. This is the way it works. See, Mark no longer is focused on consuming a big bag of money in retirement. No, he doesn't have a big bag of money anymore. He got rid of the big bag of money. Well, the sack is empty. Let's just put it that way. The bag's still there, but it's empty. So where's all the stuff that was in the bag? Well, it's in all these apartment communities. Right now, it's in 17 different apartment communities. And some of it is in the bank getting ready to be redeployed into potentially six more apartment communities, therefore increasing Mark and Julie's net worth. Isn't that a beautiful thing? So he's retired himself in less than 5 years. He's not doing what he was taught to do many, many years ago anymore because he found that to be futile. And he's getting ready to begin the next chapter of his life, which is called Working on the Lifestyle. And you can do it too.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
You decide early on in life what you want to be, what you want to do, where you want to live. And unless you're just one of those type A wandering generalities, as Zig Ziglar would call them, if you're one of those wandering generalities, just go around and do whatever the world wants you to do, wherever the wind blows, you go there. If you're not one of those wandering generalities in life, you have to have a plan. You have to have a course. And think about, you say, well, the wind blows you. Sure, the wind blows you. But think about a sailboat. The wind's blowing one direction, sailboat wants to go the other way. It still goes the other way. It just tacks back and forth and inches its way to where it wants to go. But when the wind gets behind it, boom, it takes off and goes real fast. That's the way life is. We tack back and forth many times, fighting against a strong headwind to get where we want to go. And then something changes and opens up our eyes and we can see a new way and the wind gets to our back and boom, we blow up and go. That's the way life really works.
Go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshops.com. Get signed up. Let us show you the path that Mark and Julie have achieved.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.